Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Molly Smith, Artistic Director of Arena Stage.
And we are talking about the new film that's going to be streaming on Arena Stage's website called 51st State. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you as always, Jason, and with WTOP participants and listeners.
Awesome. So explain the general premise. I mean, we'll get into how people can watch it and the logistics in a minute. But first, give me the general premise of this film you've created.
Absolutely. Well, the protests after George Floyd's murder in Washington, D.C. were extraordinary. And as we moved into more and more of a growing movement toward racial justice, and the fight in Washington, D.C. for sovereignty as the 51st state, this seemed to be a perfect focus for our newest film, because Washington, D.C. is both local and national at the same time, and the events that happened in Washington starting in June until the recent moment seemed like an extraordinary series of events that would be wonderful for a new film. So we interviewed, in terms of our writers, 11 different residents of Washington, D.C. to find out there was a first-time protester. There was a pastor who is someone who also protests, a historian, a person who is a Twitter underground guy who, because he is immunocompromised, couldn't go out to the marches, and yet he's letting people know where the Boogaloo Boys are, where there might be problems as far as protests. And what's extraordinary about the film is it's a call to action to each of us, to take action in our own lives and to take action around the movements that are happening in our city and around the country.
Awesome. So obviously everyone you're interviewing, huge, racial injustice themes here. I mean, we've seen Black Lives Matter painted on the street right outside the White House. I mean, like you said, it's sort of been ground zero in the fight. But also talk about the title as well as, it's called 51st State for a reason. Talk about how, maybe the fact that it's the whole taxation without representation thing, how that's sort of a double meaning. You have the racial issues, and then you also have, should D.C. be its own state?
Absolutely. And I think in this moment, in this time, here we are, there were tanks on our city's street. And because we are not a state, our mayor had only certain areas, certain avenues that she could respond to this threat. And so I think that galvanized people even more in terms of believing that Washington, D.C. needs to be the 51st state. We don't have representation at the level of the legislature nationally. Eleanor Holmes Norton is incredible, and she has a strong voice, and yet she has no vote. And we pay more taxes than just about any place in the country. And this is a city that has 700,000 people in it. Listen, I'm from Alaska. There's 600,000 people in it, and we have representation there. So it's time.
Yeah, it's pretty wild when you think about it, that a place with so many people and so much, cultural capital as well, that we don't have an actual vote. It's wild. You listed a bunch of different people that you interviewed. Talk about just the logistics of how long it took you guys to shoot it, like how many cameras or, give me some of the details on the actual production.
Sure. And the subjects that were interviewed by the writers, those were then put into monologues, created as monologues. And then we cast some wonderful Washington, D.C. actors to perform each one of the roles. And we had five different directors working with the actors on the monologues. These rehearsals were all done by Zoom meetings. And then when we shot the film with Chalkline Production, we shot it over a 2-day period of time in three different areas of the city, both downtown in the iconic U Street, mostly in the area around Ben's Chili Bowl. And then we were also in more of the federal part of Washington, D.C., which is around the Woolly Mammoth area. And then we were at a small brownstone home. So we were in three different areas. But shooting in the time of COVID-19 is fascinating. We had to be tested for COVID within a 72-hour period of going out. Everybody is masked, which means that the only person that is unmasked is the actor when they're acting. Everybody else, the three-person film crew, myself, the other directors that were there, we all had masks on all day. And we shot five of the monologues over a 2-day period of time. And that was probably mid-August. And we've just completed the film. So actually a very fast process and an incredibly creative process in this hurly-burly time.
Oh, absolutely. And who are some of the actors that are starring in it?
Gary Perkins, J.J. Johnson, Danny Stoller, Sherry Edelin, and her husband, Tom Simpson. They are the only couple in it. They are two of them together in one scene because, of course, they could be in a scene because they live together. How crazy is that, right?
Right.
And they play a couple who have been in the D.C. area for probably 40 or 50 years and really wanted to go out on the march and to protest because they wanted to talk to people in their church about it.
Gotcha. So just to clarify for our listeners, the interviews you went and did were more for background. It's not like documentary footage in here. You got that to inspire then these 10 stories written by 10 playwrights, but based on the interviews, correct?
Yeah, and I would say 50 or 60% of the monologues that the actors do come directly from the interviewees. And the rest, of course, is the brainchild of the writer.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Tell me about how our listeners can watch it, because I know you sort of are doing it in a 2-day rollout. So explain, you know, what day one is with the Supper Club and then day two for everybody else.
Day one with the Supper Club is for people who want a preview. They want to see it before it goes out to the public and goes around the country. And we're working with four or five different restaurants in the area, like Rosicchia and Ben's Chili Bowl, so that you could have dinner delivered to your door and see the film. So it's our version of dinner theater, actually, which is kind of fun. And of course, all the artists will be there watching it as well. And then the next day, we are releasing it to the whole public, which is on September 17th. And people can go to www.arenastage.org and go to our site and see the film. It's 60 minutes long. It's also interesting because we have newsreels in between each one of the monologues that are both, you have the sound behind the newsreels, and also Nick Hernandez, who's a wonderful DC composer, has composed music for everything. Cool. It has a DC sound to it.
Elaborate on that last part a little bit. Why do you say that? What makes it DC sounding?
Well, some of it sounds a bit go-go. Some of it sounds more jazz or blues influenced. it's more the kind of music that we have here in Washington, D.C.
Awesome. I've loved seeing the ingenuity. I mean, the pandemic is, it's been hell for 6 months, but the silver lining is I've loved seeing the ingenuity of everybody and, you know, that you're able to not only shoot a film, but edit it and get it, you know, streaming during all this. So where do you guys sort of stand, you know, coronavirus wise? Obviously you know, this is one of several films you guys have put together, right? Like how many of you've shot over the spring and summer?
Yeah, this is the third film. The first one was called May 22nd, 2020. And it was one day in the life of the DC region around COVID-19. So it was different stories about how people are coping and changing. The second film is called Inside Voices. And it's a beautifully made film by young artists who are within our community engagement program for the Voices of Now program. And what's fascinating about that film is one gets an inside look into the hearts and minds of young people during COVID-19. Like, you'll be shocked at how many of them talk about how their parents didn't really talk to them about what was going on. Because I think a lot of people just wanted it to go away. And these are teenagers. There are about 120 teenagers that worked on this film and filmed themselves. And then the third film is The 51st State. And this is a film that by the end of it, it says to us, now take action. We're taking action, now take action. So each film is very different and very distinctive. And we've done all of this over a 3 or 4 month period of time.
I think that's so cool that you've been able to shoot all those. All right. Well, before we run, you know, big picture it for me. Obviously, we have 51st State that's going to, you know, be available to stream online this week. What lies ahead? Are you guys, I mean, for all intents and purposes, still planning on having, you know, not having theater productions until through the end of the year? Are you hoping to come back sometime in 2021? Or where do we stand? I know it's hard to actually say, but where do we stand?
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot of rigorous online programming right now, Jason, including we've just announced 10 different masterclasses. We had Camp Arena Stage this summer, all online. We had over 460 young people, including young artists from as far away as Bogota, Colombia. So it's really made the program national and international. We're planning to be back in our physical spaces of Arena Stage by the third week in January. And we have a 5-show season that we will be producing at Arena Stage. So we are aiming toward that. We are desirous of that. Everybody wants it to happen. We want to have audiences back gathering in the theater. And fingers crossed that we're all going to be able to make this happen. And in the meantime, online has been a lifesaver for all of us because we're able to communicate with our artists, our staff, our board, all of our patrons online. And we have some great programming for people who want to hone their own creativity during this time.
I love it. Again, everybody, it's called 51st State. You can stream it on the Arena Stage's website. Again, it's the 16th is going to be the Supper Club version. And then the 17th, it's available to the general public. So, hey, thanks so much for taking time to join us.